Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, well, that was last night. The Japanese beat the USA 3-2. It was great. You like baseball, and you didn't watch last night. I don't know why. It was unbelievable, including, as you just heard there, the last out of the game. The captains and teammates during the season for the Angels, Trout and Ohtani, two outs. Ohtani's throwing nothing but heat to Mike Trout. 100. Those one 102, misses the plate. Comes back with a nasty slider. I mean, you throw that hard, you got to be sitting going, okay, it's a full count now. You got to be sitting on, this guy's going to throw 102, 103. He's going to throw whatever he's got. He's going to throw it and say, catch up to this, Mike Trout. Nope. Throws a friggin' slider. I don't care how good a hitter you are. You got no shot on a full count, and a guy throws you, drops it down to 87 miles an hour. And by the way, perfectly placed pitch on a full count. And we're not even talking about his batting practice. He ought to get half the MVP for his batting practices and where the ball ends up. It's Mark McGuire-like. And what we saw in the old stadium when the Marlins were playing at Hard Rock Stadium, and some of those home runs that people were going to watch early, watching guys just hit stupid home runs. And last night, he is, Shohei Ohtani is the best player in baseball because of all the things he can do. There's got to be guys that hit more home runs. You're going to have guys that have better batting averages, drive in more runs, including his teammate. But the fact is, he's also the ace of the staff. More than 200 strikeouts, low ERA, and just nasty. Not only hits a ball 450 feet, but he also throws it the radar gun. The radar gun is sexy, right? I mean, you go, oh, whoa, what was that? Oh, there it is, 102, 101. Just incredible stuff last night, incredible. And Japan wins that tournament. I guess they've had it now. What Japan won for a third time. Dominicans won one, and the United States won the one before last night. So, and guys want to play. So for everybody that's going to decide to turn this into two injured players, two of the best in baseball are injured. We need to get rid of this. It's nothing but an exhibition. You can kiss my ass because it's getting better and better. And the players will tell you to kiss their butts too because they love playing. Anybody think? I heard Mike Trout, who some people, and they've been talking this term, he's the best player. A lot of people say he's the best player in baseball. And, you know, even though he's injured a lot, he still put up monster numbers when he did play last year. But he's talking about, yeah, this is the biggest game I play. I don't make the playoffs with the Angels. This is the biggest game I've ever played in. And you're going, wow, to listen to these guys talk about the whole thing. So anyway, we had it here in South Florida. It was stuffed with people last night.
You want to hear an interesting stat, Joe?
Yeah, what do you have?
All right, total attendance for 15 World Baseball Classic games in Miami was 475,269.
For how many games?
15. That's around 31,000 per game.
And we draw 800,000 for 80 games.
I'm glad you brought that up. The Marlins' home attendance in 2022 was 907,487.
Wow.
So they got half, more than half, the Marlins' season attendance in 15 games.
Oh, man. It was.
It's not surprising.
No.
But it's just funny when you see the number actually come out like that. And you think about not even getting to a million in that many games. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, we haven't seen a million in a long time. But today, today is not to take a real big positive for baseball with that game, in my opinion. You may disagree. But something that's turned out to be, it was a home run. Whoever came up with the World Baseball Classic and said, everybody's going to get in this. This is when we're going to do it. And at first, I remember everybody's like, oh, God, another gimmick for what are we doing? Let's just get ready and have good. And then you're going, hey, some of these countries really into this. And some of these guys really want to play for the country. This is big stuff. And then you get to where you are last night, which was pretty cool. And you see it picking up a buzz and becoming more and more popular. And so it was great. We had it here in Miami. I don't want to take away, talk about how great it was, and then go, now we got the Marlins. I really don't want to do that. Baseball's around the corner. And as I've made very clear through the years, like most guys my age, baseball was my first love. And talked to Marino, and he said that every guy that grew up in their 60s, probably when baseball, that was it. That was the first, and didn't matter whether you grew up in Sacramento area to in the Pittsburgh area and a lot of other places, baseball was big stuff, big, big stuff. So anyway, hopefully the Marlins get off to a good start, and we'll see what it looks like. You know the deal, and yes, none of those players last night played for the Marlins as you're watching that lineup that they put together last night. Yeah, those guys going back to Philly, yeah, you know, and going back to the Mets and going back to the Dodgers and the Angels. Yeah,
the Marlins were there.
Yeah, they were there. They were just watching, right.
Yeah, D. Wade was there last
they
night.
They were trying to get tickets. The Marlins guys going, can we get tickets to your game for the Knicks and Heat tonight? UD's going, yeah, we'll get that. And D. Wade was back. D. Wade likes coming to big events that we have here. By the way, anyway, that's it. But for all the folks that were at that game last night, if you call in 305-567-0560, I'd love to hear about the energy. I just was catching it on the TV. And by the way, came in this morning. I think it's just finishing up on FS1, just finished up a little while ago. But the last out was just, that's the way you finish it. Two best players going at it. Two teammates. I mean, you can't make all that up. You couldn't make that up. You could have said that before the game and kind of laughed when Ohtani and Trout were bringing out the flags of their country with all the players behind them in a real nice opening ceremony last night. But you never thought the last out of the game was going to be both those guys going at it. Just awesome. And now they got to go back and see each other. And you know what? Trout kind of put that fake smile on it. He wasn't happy. You know, what my teammate just did to me. I heard him before the game. They had asked Trout about it. He said, I've never faced him. I've only been behind him and seen what he's done to everybody else that he faces. We got a lot of stuff going on. As we said tonight, the Heat have a big game and getting real close to sliding into that sixth spot. And you want to get out of that play-in stuff. You don't want anything to do with that 7 and 8 and the rest of those spots for the one game. You want to get, and not only six, but the Knicks, even though we only got a few games left, they're very capable of a big choke job here at the end of the year. Now, they don't look like it. What are they, 11 games over 500? And they played really good basketball. They've got some guys playing great. They got a really good coach. Everybody knows that, but got to run down the Nets, and that's going to happen the next couple of games. The Nets lost again last night, so it's a half a game difference now. Heat just a half a game behind the Nets for that sixth spot, but they are in a major cliff falling right now that's going on with that team. And who knows? What are you, three games back of the Knicks? So we'll see what happens here. Going down the stretch for this Heat team. Seem to be playing a little bit better. Looks like now that Lowry's back and coming off the bench, and we'll talk more with that with Eric Reed a little bit later on and get into some of that stuff. Also, we got a lot of Dolphins news as well as we're trying to figure out and fill out the roster. Andrew Van Ginkel, I thought he was gone. I thought we're going to lose him. He's going to be back with the Miami Dolphins. Michael Dieter, who, you know, we saw a coach get fired over the Michael Dieter thing. Remember the Michael Dieter story? And go back to Michael Dieter when our old coach said, we're gonna start Michael Dieter. An offensive line coach said he's not ready to play. I can't coach him up enough to get it. He can't do it. So remember that. They fired the offensive line coach, and it was over Michael Dieter. And this year, with all the injuries, there is one consistent thing. No matter how many offensive linemen you were down and moving guards to tackle and guys injured, and Michael Dieter always stayed the backup center. He never, with all the guys injured, they never gave Michael Dieter one snap at guard to give you an idea of how good they thought Michael Dieter was. I don't have to say anything. The proof is in the playing or not playing. So when a guy outside of a rookie and you're going, oh, we like him, he's just not ready, but he had a great preseason, we are going to lose him if we didn't put him on our 53-man roster. He couldn't play. Michael Dieter could not play. And so he's with the Texans now. He'll get another chance. But as a third-round pick, he just never worked out. Hell, a coach got fired over it a couple years ago, so he's moving on. It's a couple different coaching staffs and about five offensive line coaches have said he can't play. So we know that. But Andrew Van Ginkel back is good news. You still got some things you want to fill in on the roster, but the roster, at least the starting part of it, looks pretty good. And got into this conversation yesterday, and I'm very careful. I'm not doing off-season paper tiger. I'm just not. And I don't want to be a downer to fans when they come up and go, hey, what do you think of our roster? I go, I like it a lot. Best roster? Yeah, it's got a chance to be the best off-season roster we've had in a long, 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 long time. I don't want to go into years, but a long, 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 long time. But I'm careful. I'm careful. I want to see it come together. Love the defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio. Love what Mike does offensively. What they've added. But I got to see it together, just like everybody else. Sounds good. Watching practice every day. Couple preseason games, very few snaps.
Yo, it looked good last year, about 10 or so games in.
It did.
Looked real good.
So,
but then the thing that always happens to us happened.
Well, so they had a power ranking out yesterday, and I swear to God, I didn't even write it down.
They're already doing power rankings?
They did power rankings.
Wow.
And three of the AFC East teams are
even
in the top seven.
The draft, huh?
Three of the AFC East teams are in the top seven with the power ranking I saw from a major sports website. And
guessing the Pats did not make it in there.
No.
Now maybe they get Lamar Jackson. We'll see.
But, yeah, maybe. And they had it with Aaron Rodgers and how good they are. And the Bills, I believe it was the Jets, Bills, and then Dolphins all in the top seven of this thing. And I was like, okay, but as you know, it's just a power ranking. It means nothing right now.
The Aaron Rodgers thing is kind of bizarre, isn't it? And I think Jeff Darlington made a great point about it yesterday. It's kind of like, you know, announcing you're walking into a car dealership and announcing, hey, this is the car I want, and I won't buy any other car. Like, the Jets are and Packers are kind of in a weird spot here, aren't they?
It's this.
I mean, I know that's where he wants to go, but the Packers kind of ask for whatever they want, right?
Yeah, but
I mean, they kind of have the Jets in a bad spot here because the Jets have to make this happen.
This is not Tom Brady saying, I want to play till I'm 45.
No, but
this is, I want to retire after every season Aaron Rodgers and a major ass-kissing job to get him to play to come back.
But don't the Jets have to give up basically whatever the Packers ask for at this point?
Ooh.
Because the Jets can't, like, not make this happen.
No, I mean,
they
need
have to make it happen. Guy comes out and says he wants to play there, but
I can't see
JD
him.
Was right yesterday, man. Why not let this deal go behind the scenes first and let it get done before you start announcing where you want to play? He's not a free agent.
I can't see. Yes, you're right. I can't see Aaron Rodgers coming back. Ego to the team.
Come back to where? Green Bay?
Green Bay.
No, I don't
the team
either,
checked
Joe.
Out,
but...
The team checked out on him. They're done. Hey, great. We wish you only the best. And your new location that you're going to.
But if I were the Packers, I would say this is my asking price. If you don't want to pay it, that's fine. Don't worry about it. We'll find someone else. And what are the Jets going to do? They have to make this happen. The Jets have no other choice but to make this happen. They've basically sold their fan base. This is happening.
Yes.
So I got them by the basketballs here. If you're the Packers, I'd really make the asking price huge.
Well, listen, let's come back and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Busy night, and Panthers go down hard. I will tell you, man, for the Heat and the Panthers, these back-to-back road games, they're not easy. And I'm sitting here in the morning as a fat, out-of-shape guy trying to get skinnier. And I'm telling you, it's hard. It's hard to jump on a plane and go win, no matter who it is, the next night, as our teams have found out. Last night, Panthers going down to the Flyers 6-3. We'll take a quick break. Got a lot more stuff to get to. A lot of people, they're at that baseball game on their way to the airport, leaving. I'm guessing it was good for business in Dade County. Good for the hotel industry last night with the amount of people. Looked like they were in from out of town. Hey, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. One way to get out of town and be comfortable is with a Tahoe or a Suburban. Man, those new beautiful South Florida Chevy dealers are loaded down with Tahoes and Suburbans, our brand new big boy Tahoes and Suburbans. Got a brand new look, added more space to it so you and your family, especially right now during spring break, you can be really comfortable on your way down to the Keys or the West Coast or just maybe heading up in the mountains for a couple of days. And our midsize SUV, that Traverse, almost feels like a Tahoe or Suburban. It's got so much space and what a great look. And then our smaller SUVs, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox. Hey, I like them so much. I bought a Tahoe and a Trailblazer and the Silverado trucks. Let's talk about our number one seller, those strong, durable Silverado trucks. We've got the perfect truck for your lifestyle. From a full-time, this is how I make a living truck. This is how I do extra work truck to a family truck. We got them all for you, man. If Silverado doesn't make the truck, nobody does. Corvettes and Camaros still as sexy as can be. This Corvette that they have out right now is ridiculous. And it doesn't have to be a rebound truck that you're going through a change in wives or getting divorced. You know, you're getting ready to lose all that weight from her dumping you. I'm telling you right now, we got something for everybody. Hey, convenient locations all over South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads. And fall in love today at your...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And
sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your South Florida Chevy dealer. Hey, welcome back, and good morning to everybody, especially to those that stayed up late last night. Watch a little baseball. It's kind of weird, right? You're going, baseball? Like 8-9 days left before it starts up? No. I'm talking about the World Baseball Classic Championship. Last night, a lot of folks in town. I have never, ever seen that stadium that full of people. Now, I've watched the last couple of games, but nothing like last night, from the media to everything else.
And you won't again unless they have a big concert or something.
Right. That's a good point. You won't again for a while. But so I was afraid when I brought that up you were going to do this morning. I actually, like, the game was for an exhibition, was really cool. And Japan and the USA didn't disappoint. Right?
I don't know if I'd keep calling those exhibition games either, man. That's
what everybody calls it here.
I don't know. Those games are awesome. That whole tournament is awesome.
It is.
It's
growing.
We live in Miami, so it's really tough to gauge with us, but there is just no buzz around the start of the baseball season.
Well,
no buzz.
There isn't for that part, but the people, listen, we're
so
full
this
of.
This tournament was great. I think
yes,
it's awesome for
you.
The sport. But
there's no
Major League Baseball, dude.
No, but you're doing the Marlins with the butt. Don't do
well,
that.
I'm done with that. I realize the Marlins are not going to be able to parlay this into anything.
I don't know.
I saw Will Manzo was tweeting about it yesterday. Like,
What'd Will say?
And by the way, I don't. He said the same thing we were saying about how they can parlay this into anything. And unfortunately, they probably can't.
You know what they were talking about last night? I'll tell you, Trey Turner hit a home run. They were talking about that Phillies lineup. They were talking about with Real Muto behind them. They were talking about that. And Harper. And that lineup. That thing's going to be nasty. And so that's what they were talking about last night. But anyway.
All right, here you go. Here's what Will said. Will said, "There's how do the Marlins build off this? Can they? It's the same ballpark. Beautiful food and parking options. Team has done a nice job offering ticket packages and specials for those attending WBC games. They've showcased some of their players here. But in the end, winning is the best way."
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't think it matters if the Marlins are winners or not, to be quite
honest. It would be nice to see it, but I will say this, you're right, and it's still not going to fill up the ballpark. But to get off to a good start would surely help. We all like winners, man. We all like winners. Now we have our favorite sports, and if you don't like the sport, it could win all day and you don't care. And I understand that. I understand we get it all the time. The football heads don't want to hear about certain things I say, and we have people blast me constantly for, why are we talking about that? Sweet 16 is what we should be talking about. The men and women for the Canes are still in the tournament. FAU, what a great story up in Boca. You know, you're right. You're right with everything. I don't disagree.
I mean, the Marlins are far from the worst team in baseball, Joe. You know what they're over under in wins is?
72.
75 and a half.
Okay.
Washington's at 59.5.
No, Washington just...
they're terrible. You got Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Chicago, Cubs, all lower than that number. Colorado, Arizona, lower than that number. So, I mean, they're not the worst team.
No, but the problem goes
Detroit,
back.
Kansas City.
The problem is this, Woody. And I say, I don't know if you listen to me, but the problem
I
is.
I'm selective.
Okay, and I don't blame you. The National League East, starting with the Mets, spend, I don't know, what's he at? Like $1 billion in pay. I'm exaggerating. They got a big, fat payroll.
And what do you think the Mets total is?
Well, it's got to be 95?
Yeah, 94 and a half.
All right.
You know, who's ahead of them would be the Braves.
Okay, at Braves 90, got a really good
96
team.
96 and a half.
And by the
Phillies
way.
Phillies at 89 and a half. We'll just get the whole division out of the way.
Okay, so the Phillies just, I thought they were done spending. They go out and get Trey Turner, who you just saw. You could argue that Trey Turner and Shohei Ohtani were the two best players in this tournament because Trey Turner was unbelievable. He was unbelievable. And that swing is just as sweet as there is. But anyway, he can run. He's got all the tools. And so Philly got to be jacked up about that. Listen, we're not talking about our guys again. This goes back to the other thing. We're not talking about Marlin guys tearing it up. We're talking about the best player in baseball, Shohei Ohtani, and the best player for the Americans in this thing. And Trey Turner was fantastic. A Palm Beach kid, grew up and up there, and wow, what a talented guy. What a talented guy. So anyway, it was fun last night. It's over. It was a nice hit for South Florida to have it, and I'm glad because I like it, and I've watched this thing grow. I remember when they came out with this, and everybody was pissed off. Oh, my God. What are we doing? Why are we doing? Just let those islands play each other. Leave us out of it. And if Japan wants to play, let them play. And I was like, and you've seen it to where it is now, where those guys like talking about the biggest game I played in. This, you know, this thing has just got so much meaning to it. The passion, watching how important it is. All the teams were playing. We wanted to win one of these. We were tired of Japan winning and Dominican winning. And so we've come out, and Betts and Trout and the rest of that lineup, Goldschmidt won the MVP. A lot of good stories, man. But anyway, it's over. We're going to be sliding over to tonight, the Miami Heat, another
big
game.
Let's get back to the other sports, man. Come on now.
The Knicks. And if tonight's game, we'll talk to Eric Reed in about less than 30 minutes from now. But Julius Randle. Has been on fire. Had 43 not too long ago against the Heat when he hit that last second. It wasn't just 43. It was that last three that he hit. And of course, coming off a game with 57 points as well. So we'll see what happens. And the Heat have two games here, Knicks and Nets. And, man, I got to tell you, all of a sudden they win both those games. They're not just looking at the sixth spot, but they're knocking on the door at the five spot as well. So we'll talk with Eric Reed about all that stuff coming up here. We do have a lot of stuff to get to. We've got some stuff from Jeff Darlington. We'll come back and we'll talk about after Hollywood's headlines with the Aaron Rodgers situation with the Jets and how they get this thing worked out with Green Bay. I thought a deal was kind of worked out when Green Bay signed off on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets meeting in person. And I didn't realize there's still a lot of things to work out, like compensation, like the most important thing.
Is he really that dumb, Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Like, does he? I mean, he's not an agent, I assume. Like, doesn't someone tell him before he goes on that show and does that ridiculous interview?
No.
Like,
but
hey,
that's not.
This isn't done, and like you need to let this happen before you start announcing who you want to play for.
So that's not. So there's two differences here. That's not how smart he's. A smart guy. It's ego. That was ego got in the way of how smart you are. Ego got in the way because he got dumped by the Green Bay Packers and he had to cover for himself and let everybody know that all of a sudden he's passionate to play, coming out of that dark area, he's passionate to play football again. No, that was total ego, man. Tom Brady never get treated like this. Hell no, you ain't doing that to me. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Oh, man, those trained and certified technicians. More than 100 trucks on the road, 7 days a week. Big Daddy Lenny started this thing 30-plus years ago. We lost him, but we didn't lose that great work ethic and that great service that you get every day for all your air conditioning and plumbing problems. And speaking of plumbing problems, we got some of the best plumbers in the business, licensed and experienced plumbers, 7 days a week. You know one thing about around-the-clock air conditioning and plumbing, 7 days a week. For all your daily plumbing problems, inside, outside, we got you covered with fantastic service to come out quickly and take care of the problem. Water Heater Kings of South Florida as well. We have box trucks filled with all-size Rheem water heaters. Same-day installation is the goal every day. Our goal is to take care of you, whether it's a new air conditioning unit or a new water heater, to be out the same day to get it in for you. Financing plans to help you out as well at 855-PLUMBER. It's 855-PLUMBER, family-owned. Eric, Mike, Chippy, and the guy still going strong after 30-plus years. Check out ATC's Google reviews. They have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.4 out of 5 rating. That's Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you got for us today, 69?
All right. This is kind of cool. I don't know if you saw this yesterday. You know Top Golf, right? You're familiar with Top Golf, I would
you
assume.
You know, I have not gone.
Okay.
But I'm very aware of it. Drinking beer and swinging from your ass and having fun. Yeah.
So Top Golf happens to be really cool. I have been there. Now, there's a Top Golf for baseball that they are looking to get started here. It's called the Home Run Dugout. Nolan Ryan is one of the strategic investors in this Texas startup company here, and they are basically billing themselves as the Top Golf of baseball.
Why would Nolan Ryan be involved? He used to strike everybody out with he's the original 100-mile-an-hour dude.
So I don't know if you think this is cool or not. I want to pitch this idea to you here, Joe. Let's see if you want to be an investor. So unlike batting cages where, you know, you'd have to throw on the helmet and you know, the tokens and all that stuff here, this is going to have an indoor soft toss baseball and a bunch of different stuff, including, the restaurant, the bars, the craft beer.
Yeah, I think people like
that. Good stuff.
Yeah.
They're going to have a little mini field for wiffle ball if that's your thing as well. So you're going to have pitching machines that will offer – slow soft toss offerings and a virtual ballpark, so you can basically swing and try to hit home runs in any ballpark that you choose here.
I like that.
And you're hitting into a
good concept.
It's kind of in a bay, like you have. They call them bays at the Top Golf.
Oh, they don't call it McCovey Cove or something like that.
No, okay. They're a little thing you stand in, mat with the screen.
Yeah.
And it's called a bay anyway. But yeah, that's what they're gonna have there, man. So you can pick your favorite stadium, hit balls into virtual screens, and you get your exit velocity.
I like
angle,
the concept. I do.
All this different stuff here. So
I don't think you have to be crazy about baseball. You can enjoy yourself. It's good.
Did you know this, by the way? Top Golf has 80 venues around the world now as they continue to grow. They are going to have one coming up later this year in Pompano. You know, they got the one down by our old station,
right?
By the stadium.
We got a few now. We got a couple.
Yeah, and it looks like they are continuing to expand down here in South Florida, which
good.
Obviously, I guess the weather is very.
Hey, give me alcohol. Give me a little food. You get together for corporate outings, and I know the Dolphins took the whole team, put them on a bus, and went down there and did a little bonding, a little camaraderie down there.
I just think it's interesting to make it a baseball thing, because that'd be fun, man. Go virtual screen, put Wrigley up there or something, see if you can get it out over the. Over the fence.
That's fun. That's good stuff.
I assume they make it easier, though. I don't think the average person could hit the ball 400 feet, but
I'm not sure I could hit a pitching, just batting practice pitching.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's slow pitch. They pitch 7 miles an hour using aluminum bat, I would assume. Yeah. You'll be fine, Joe.
Okay.
All right, the NHL has announced a new uniform deal, and it's not with one of the major apparel companies here. It's actually Fanatics who has picked up the deal.
Jeez, Fanatics picking everything up.
Fanatics is doing a lot of different stuff. 10-year deal here starts 2024 season. Fanatics will have its own brand on a uniform here for the first time. Now, if you shop on the Fanatics website, you know they do make their own uniforms at the moment for most of the sports, I think all of them. And now they are going to make the official Major League National Hockey League.
Jumping into everything, Woody.
Sweaters, the hockey sweaters there, Joe. Is that what they call them, hockey sweaters?
Get them signed. I don't know. Just joking.
Any idea what Fanatics is worth?
And no idea.
$31 billion.
Wow.
Mm. Speaking of something that might be worth $31 billion, guess what's coming back? In July, six-week season in Las Vegas, Slam Ball is returning.
What is Slam Ball?
Long lost Slam Ball. Slam
Ball.
About
you running back and forth and you throw the ball at somebody?
Slam Ball was the game. You remember they would put the trampolines, they'd have the basketball hoop on each side, and they'd have like, I don't know, four or five trampolines out in front of them, and you'd have to jump around and slam the ball.
Okay.
Slam Ball.
No, you're talking about ball tag, some new ball tag or something.
No. Like you're talking about dodgeball?
Dodgeball, I mean, yeah. Ball tag.
Yeah. No, Slam Ball is the trampoline basketball game that got like really popular for like 2 minutes and then probably went under. They raised $11 million in a Series A round here, led by some of these financial guys who invest in this kind of stuff. But a bunch of different investors in this thing here, including Michael Rubin of Fanatics. I think they just throw money at everything over there, it seems like. Blake Griffin is on board with this thing here, among others, but Slam Ball getting set to make its return. That obviously not doing much for you, I can see.
No, not at all.
All right, and our final story here, Joe. We had a mountain lion situation here in Colorado. A man was in the hot tub with his wife at a rental home in central Colorado. A man was sitting in the in-ground hot tub in a wooded subdivision of a place called Nathrop on Saturday night when he felt something grab his head. So it happened to be a mountain lion. Now, do you know what to do if a mountain lion should happen to attack you?
Well, if you're in a hot tub, I'm guessing go to the bottom of the hot tub. I don't know.
No. So the guy splashed the mountain lion, started shining a flashlight at it, and started making noises back at it, kind of yelling, growling noises. Would you like to give us an example? Anything like that?
No, I'm not going to do sounds for you today. I'm not.
You haven't done sounds in a while, though, man.
No, I'm not doing them today.
Anyway, apparently that's a little bit of a situation up there in Colorado. So if you're traveling to Colorado, be aware. Mountain lions do exist. They can get you while you're in the hot tub with your wife.
I thought it was weird being in Arizona visiting my son. And he goes, hey, Dad, just a heads up. We got a lot of coyotes, and they all come down at night. And I go, what? So sure enough, he took me for a ride. And I was like, damn. They're friggin' coyotes walking through the streets. I mean, I'm not just out in the country. I'm talking about homes next to each other. It's crazy. Crazy stuff.
You want to get to a couple texts here?
Yeah, give me a couple here before we get to Eric Reed.
If you don't know about Slam Ball, you got to look that up. Someone says they just saw it online. It looks cool. Yeah, Slam Ball rules, man. Slam Ball's awesome. I can't imagine why it went under the first time.
Wasn't popular, that's why.
I know, I'm being serious. Now, I can't go on trampolines anymore because I got the back situation happened last time I went to the trampoline park.
A young guy, and you're already out.
Not that young, but compared to you, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not getting on one. Grandkids or no grandkids. You're on your own, kiddo.
Slam Ball was huge for like the month it was around.
Great. What else you got there? That's great.
This guy's running a zigzag. Now, that's alligators. That's alligators, not mountain lions. You don't want to run from a mountain lion. They'll get you. A couple of Aaron Rodgers texts here. This guy, again, very rare people agree with me on anything, but this guy says I'm right. He needs to hire and listen to a media advisor or the New York media will make him miserable. His play will reflect it.
Everybody said, I saw a great article. It said, he's a great fit for the Jets, but not New York. And
what he did is really silly, though.
He's going to find out now. They're not going to go, oh, you were such a great player. Don't worry about having a couple of bad games. It's fine. They're not like that. He's no longer in the Green Bay media.
I just don't get it. If I was the Packers, I would call the Jets and I'd say, listen, we'll be happy to trade him to you, but we're going to need four firsts.
You're not getting four ones for a guy that might be there 1 year.
What are the Jets going to do? What are they going to do, walk away?
They're going to get blasted, but, I mean, would he? but they want to get rid
like,
of him.
I'm obviously exaggerating the point there, but the Jets, to me, seem like they have, or the Packers, excuse me, have all the leverage.
They'll get something worked out.
I'm sure they will eventually they will. Because it would be stupid.
Because the Green Bay doesn't want him hanging around there either.
No,
they've had enough of the smartest guy in the room. That they're done with that. They're fine. They're moving on. This guy, we need to get that deal done. It is amazing, though, because he still is really good quarterback. And there's a shortage of those really good quarterbacks in the NFL still. What else you have?
This guy says, how old are you, sir? I am ball tag. Oh, so you're over 65. Ball tag, LOL. Another guy says, yeah, what the hell is ball tag?
I don't know where I came up with ball tag. I was just, guy like, runs and you hit him with the ball.
That's dodgeball.
Dodgeball. Yeah. No, I said the wrong game. Okay. God, I'm sorry. I'm not playing that, obviously, either.
It's probably because you keep saying nutbag and ball sack and all this stuff.
Oh, Freddie Couples says nutbag, but I did kind of enjoy nutbag.
Yeah.
Well, you're a lot worse than a nutbag to me. You're nutbag's not like you go nutbag. That was almost a compliment.
Ball tag.
All right, listen, we got to go to break here.
All right, ball tag.
And I got to tell you, your pauses are not good for business while you're going through them.
Okay, ball tag.
All right, 8 o'clock. All right, nutbag. Right now, I want to talk to you before we get to Eric Reed about Baptist Health South Florida. Sure is nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country here. And, man, we have it, one of the top 50 sports medicine programs in the country, ready to take good care of you just like they do. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, some of the top sports surgeons and top specialists, along with the doctors that travel with the teams and take care of them every day. Hey, listen, the great news is they not only take care of professional athletes here, they take care of high school, college, and professional athletes from all over the country, team sports, individual sports, and they're ready to take good care of you. That's why I bring it up. And by the way, Baptist Health South Florida is all over South Florida. Used to be Doctors Hospital in Dade County, and we had to travel down there to get. Not now, man. We've got a brand new, beautiful facility, Broward County, a 595 and Pine Island implantation. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Hey, we got one goal every day, no matter who you are. And you know how this thing works. The more you play a sport, no matter what age you are, probably a chance at some point you're going to get injured. And then you want to go to the best, and we have them at Baptist Health South Florida. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. Get you healthy, playing the sports you love the most.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best.
best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.